Sunday, 18th of March 2007, the Sydney Harbour Bridge was closed to vehicle traffic to make way for a community event commemorating its 75th anniversary. This oral history compilation tells the story of the organisation of the event and the reaction of the community on that day. It was recorded and edited by Frank Hymans from original interviews with nine persons closely involved in the planning of the event and over 150 members of the public who walked across the bridge. The oral history was commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority and is narrated by Caroline McInnes, Senior Curator of the Bridging Sydney Project for the Historic Houses Trust. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Government and its agencies.
What do you feel about today?
Oh, it's great. We're having such a great time. This is a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I think it's fantastic. You just get this like vibe. I don't know what it is. Yes. It's just a great feeling. Fantastic.
It's history.
Like goosebumps. Got goosebumps.
Yeah, I was almost about to cry just before. It was a real big knot in my throat.
Oh, it's a historic moment. It happens only once in a lifetime, really. My daughter's just done a headstand. We took photographs. She'd be the first person that did a headstand on the Harbour Bridge.
We're from Nottingham, and we're on holiday here, and this has been the most wonderful experience I can tell you about.
It's really good, yeah. Really? I mean, we will never see it again in our lifetime, and I never suppose we shall ever walk the bridge, and thanks to Sydney for letting us cross it. How's that?
We're really thrilled to have done it.
Thrilled to bits we are, yes.
We need another bridge like this across the Bass Strait, because I live in Tasmania, so...
And we're also going to have to tell them at Trent Bridge in Nottingham, where we come from, we want a celebration like this.
I think the bridge had the single greatest impact on Sydney, on the way Sydney operates, because it is linked to a wider infrastructure and because of the subsequent dominance of the motor car. It linked the north and the south with infrastructure. It linked the two halves of the city symbolically. It enabled the effective opening up of the North Shore that had been really underpopulated at that time comparative to the southern districts. It changed the way we used the city with the building of the underground railway, the way people accessed and came in and out of the city.
Is this the first time you've walked across the bridge, sir?
No, 25 years ago with child in tow.
And how do you feel today?
Oh, it's good. It's good to see a nation at peace with itself.
Happy birthday, Sydney Harbour.